in the studio. DJ Risque here on a Thursday, October 1st. Happy October, everybody. I really don't know what's happening with my screen. I'm Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Today, I'm talking about my segment, Coping on the Court, with yours truly, DJ Risque. And today I would like to start off with a little bit about my athletics and my student past, as well as my family past. So today I would like to begin talking a little bit about why I am here and why I choose basketball and why I continue to stay here for basketball. Being at Dominican is something that I never saw myself doing. I never believed that I could be a collegiate student athlete and I would even be on my way to getting a degree. But I guess that is the most beautiful part about life, is things happen to us unexpectedly. But I would like to begin starting the beginning of my journey when I was merely a child. I began playing basketball just as about when I started to walk, and I feel like that is another reason why basketball is so important to me. It's always been my go-to. I feel like it's very important for everybody to have a go-to, but for me, basketball especially has been very comforting for me, and I've always found peace and a safe place in basketball. When I was very, very young, probably about 3 or 4 years old is when I started to play, and probably elementary school, when, you know, you started all the rec sports, and at the beginning, you know, we didn't have basketball when I was very little, but I began to play softball and soccer, and I didn't really like those until probably our elementary school, when I was able to actually get in recreational basketball, and then I'd be able to play on a traveling team. And what you realize about traveling teams and sports growing up as children is we don't realize how much our parents really sacrifice for us. It's funny when you think about now that we are, you know, anywhere from 18 to in our 20s. It's funny as we grow up and we realize how much things cost and what life really takes. You know, paying your own bills and paying your own way. Getting a scholarship, it's not something that, you know, your parents can give to you. I think that is so powerful, is now when I look back and I'll have conversations with my mom talking about how, I don't know, what my mom had to go through. And Myra, I don't think that she will ever admit to me some of the struggles that she had to go through, but I will always respect her for those decisions, even though I don't know the half of the sacrifices that she made. And just going on with traveling basketball, she was just always there. It's funny how, like I said, as we grow, the respect level that we learn from our parents and all the morals and manners that they've given to us, and just by the way that we are raised. And I feel like it's so important how we are all raised, and it brings us all together in this place. It's funny how can all different types of people connect and mesh with each other and ultimately learn and have a goal, get a degree. There's thousands and thousands of students here, and we're all on the same path. We're all just trying to get our education, whether or not it's for which degree or which field. It doesn't matter. It's that we're all here. We're all persistent. We all have our goals, and we're all reaching them or trying to reach them every day. And that goes along with, you know, any aspect in life. And that's so powerful to me. But a little bit going back to traveling basketball and how that affected me, it was obviously any rec or outside of school sport is, you know, rather expensive. You can't really, it's not free, let's put it that way. There's always a coach that you need to pay for, and the uniforms and the training. I never got any special training, but traveling teams definitely helps you. You're playing with all the local players that, you know, they don't necessarily go to your school, but they are very good athletes in that. And the team that I very first started on, I was reluctant enough to be on a team with all of my elementary friends. It was people that I knew. There was a few that were very good from the surrounding schools, but it makes you better, being able to play with people that are better than you, maybe not better than you, but have something to teach you that you haven't known already. And that is the coolest part, is meeting new people and doing new things, is new people teach you new things. And I feel like that's the most important part of life. And I love to talk to people because I feel like everybody has something to teach me. It's not, and it might not even be a life lesson. It might just be something simple, like, I don't know, your shoes untie. But I feel like legitimately everybody has something to teach us. And my AAU team, it was probably from about fourth grade to eighth grade. And I could only imagine the amount of money that my mom spent on this league alone. It was so incredible. She would go to every one of my games, and that's, for me, something that really hits my heart, is that my mom, there's always going to be somebody. And it's weird that we look now and why I'm away from my mom and at college, and just the amount that she and I had to sacrifice and is still sacrificing for me to be here now. It makes me extremely motivated and inspired to be the best person that I can be here, to make the best of every opportunity, as much as hard as it is to honestly accept and adapt to the things that I'm not so comfortable with, that is, I have to. This, you know, we have to remember why we started. What are you doing? You know, if you don't know what you're doing, then what are you doing it for? You know, why would you put yourself through something if you don't know what it is? I mean, God puts everything in our lives, whether you believe in God or anything or nothing at all. It's something has, the every opportunity in our life is either given to make us better or to break us. And I truly believe that God gives all of his toughest assignments to his strongest soldiers. And I believe that because, everybody has their own story, their own struggle. We all struggle in different ways. Some person can be mentally strong and others can be physically strong, and those people come together, and that makes a good team. And that's what I really respect and appreciate about being an athlete, is teamwork and unity, and how the coaches and programs teach you to, you know, be cohesive with other people. And I really love sports. I've never been able to get away, even when I thought I had lost my passion for basketball and I was playing select soccer. It was still, it's competitiveness. It's being able to, I don't know, it's scoring and defending what's yours. And it's almost like a castle, you know. It's nothing like a castle, but to me, in my head, my basket is like a castle. This is mine. You cannot have what is mine. I work my butt off for everything that I've got, and nobody can take that from me. That's what I love so much about sports as well, is, I mean, you don't get a scholarship for doing nothing. You've got to go the extra mile. You've got to be one of the person that, you know, put in work. Skill is, everybody has skill, but to develop talent, you have to beat on your craft for hours and hours and hours. That's what makes you talented. Talent does not, you cannot just be born with talent. I really feel like if you want to be good at something, you have to want to be good at it, but it has to be your passion. It can't just be another hobby. At a certain point, like in college, for me, school is the job. Basketball was the outlet. It was the way to get to this point. School is my job. I really have to apply myself to be successful in any classroom with any teachers and any subject. It's persistence. It's hours and hours and hours of doing things that you might not want to do, but you've got to do to be successful. It's hard to fathom that, oh, I've got to do something that I don't want to do. Well, that's funny. Everybody has to do things they want to do. I don't think my mom wanted to drop out of college. The fact that she pushes me so hard to go to college now, that is just proof that she wanted to go. And it hurts me to say, I might be sad, or this might suck for a while. It doesn't matter. Nothing lasts forever. Well, other than my relationship, that's what I believe. Nobody can tell me otherwise. But I really don't believe that. Like, pain is temporary. It's something that comes and it goes. It's not something that sticks with us for a lifetime. I mean, I apologize if anybody has a disease or something that causes pain for a lifetime, but generally speaking, nothing can cause us pain every day forever. It's something that we have to get through each individually. We have to learn how best we can function and work in a stressful environment. What is best for us? You know, it's struggling. It's trial and error. It's being beaten down multiple times and getting up stronger and still smiling. You can't give up, but there's always going to be somebody better or smarter or faster, can jump higher. It's not about that at all. Especially in school, there is always going to be somebody smarter than you. It's what are you doing? Are you getting better personally? That's why I love sports so much, and I'll never be able to get away from basketball, no matter how hard I try. I don't think I'll ever have to try, because just picking up the basketball, it's therapy, you know. Although being in a new place and finding rhythm and finding my therapy again, it's tough. That is the hardest part, you know, is finding yourself again when you feel a little lost. But that's when you've got to pick yourself up and really show yourself that you're here for a reason. You know, you can never doubt yourself. Where do you have what you have? You have been given everything that you have for a reason. You have earned everything that you have been given. If you have been given something, you have earned it. Harness that. Live that. Take it by the reins and rope it. It's just so funny to me that we have self-doubt when we're in the situations that we are in. How could you be where you're at? When did you doubt yourself along the way? How did you even get here? It's funny how our minds play tricks on us like that. Makes us doubt ourselves, even when we know how strong we are and what we've had to do to get to where we are. And school, man. Ah, man, school. It's so funny, the process that we go through to get degrees and get our educations. I remember in elementary school, man, you start off in kindergarten. You start off, you're colouring in a scrapbook, or, you know, you're doing little crafts. You're making little turkeys out of your hands. Or, I don't know, you're cooking, and then you get to first and second grade, and maybe you start to read, and it's all about discipline and persistence and, you know, making friends with all the kids on the court, you know, all the kids in the classroom. You've got to be adaptable in every way, and every part of our lives teaches us how to. It's okay, everything seems to be, alrighty, there we go. Hopefully I'm not live, because that would be really embarrassing, but that's okay. Getting back to my show, coping on the court, realizing that life isn't everything that we want it to be, or every opportunity isn't all butterflies and rainbows and all pretty ponies. There's a lot of falling down. There's a lot of errors. There's a lot of failure. There's a lot of mistakes in our lives that we have to battle through, and we have to really learn from. Well, so how what makes us better? What makes us successful? And being a student is, I think, one of the most important parts of growing up. There's knowledge is power. Anything that you can know, or anything that you can learn that interests you, I think it's very important to learn. School is very, very critical, and not everybody gets to have the opportunity to go to school or can get a scholarship or has the financial ability to go to school. All I know, like myself, I was so terrified of having debt and being, I wanted to go to a good school, and I would have loved to go, you know, very expensive places, but unfortunately that's not how the world works. I will never put myself in a situation where I will have excessive amounts of debt, because that's terrifying. I truly believe in my situation, when, you know, in my family's history, I've had a lot of loss, lots of, I don't know, financial instability, and that makes it hard to really trust in the system. They tell you, you know, none of my parents have a degree, but is that why we've always struggled? You know, I'm here in school, and I've got a successful, not a successful, but a significant amount of debt already, and it's funny that it hopefully it has to pay off sometime. And that's why I will continue to work my butt off, and hopefully it will work out for me, and I will have my bachelor's degree, and my mom will never, ever, ever have to worry again. I will buy her that Mercedes. You guys watch, mark my words, DJ Risqué will buy her mum a Mercedes, a convertible Mercedes. You guys will see it. It would be incredible. It's just funny how, looking back at all the things that you can achieve just by yourself, mate, like, people may doubt us, and there's always going to be naysayers and people that try to bring us down, push us out of a group, people that get uncomfortable or threatened by you, and take that. My experience now is shouldn't be something that make you depressed or anxious or make you want to quit. You should take every opportunity from what somebody says as you and take it as a compliment. If somebody is threatened by you, why are you threatened by me? What have I done to make you feel uneasy or unwelcomed? You know, I would do anything. I like to be the teammate. I always wanted to be the teammate that you went to, that you wanted to be on the same team with. My goals when I came here to school was just to be the best teammate that I could be. I wanted to make all of my teammates better. It's funny how we just go through life, and we just experience things, and we think that people are just out to get us, and they're not out to get us. Nobody is out to get us. If somebody has something bad to say about you, it's probably a reflection of themselves. What nobody else knows you. It's so funny how we think that people, oh, this person doesn't like me, or oh, this person doesn't like the things that I say or talk about. Why does it matter what anybody else thinks, mate? What? On a team and in your family and in classroom, everybody's different. We all have different styles. We all have different preferences for everything. Dogs, cats, food, ice cream. What should make you feel less good about yourself than, why should anybody make you feel less than good about yourself? It's silly. That's what being a student and being confident in your abilities, I look at as an almost writing a paper. I'm not a very good paper writer, so I don't know why I'm using this example, but for me it's about, you know, taking in the information. Okay, I've got to write an essay about this, so I'm taking all the information that I can about it, and then I'm going to organize my thoughts, and then I'm going to lay them out. So if you want to see them or you want to read them, there they are for you. And I'm going to be straightforward. I'm always going to give my best, most educated answer. But in life, that's how it must be as well. If somebody has something to say to you, you're not... Well, first, it's hard not to react out of emotions first, especially on the basketball court when everybody is so competitive. Also, what I love so much about basketball and being at Dominican is I love to compete. I love when people test me and push me to my limit. Nobody can break me but myself, and that's what I love so much. Is this, if you want to let somebody break you, you can. It's not about them. It's about you. It's funny when we say that, oh, we cannot do something, or we put limits on ourselves. It's funny that we actually, how can we believe ourselves? How can you believe that you put a limit on yourself? You know, you should never listen to what somebody else says about you. And that's what's so funny, is how could you let somebody tell you something about yourself? I mean, maybe your mom has raised you or something, somebody that actually knows you personally, but somebody with no experience on you, why would you even give them the satisfaction of letting them think they know you? It's kind of funny how we get so bent out of shape and we get so upset about what people say about us, including ourselves. It's hilarious. Then when you go back and think about it, you're like, what's even for? Why does it matter what that person said about me? Who is this person to me? Are you in my life? No. What? It doesn't even matter. What matters? That is what's so funny. How can... I just don't understand. The more I think about how every little person affects our lives, and how just somebody sitting next to our desk and the things that they say or the things they write or how they answer their questions may make us feel dumb or stupid or any way other than confident and proud of ourselves as individuals. I believe that, I mean, unless you've given up on everything, which if you're alive, you definitely have not given up. And that, I believe, is very important. Is one, celebrating all the little successes. You know, you woke up this morning, you know, you're listening, you're still breathing. You still have somebody that loves you, somebody. Nobody can tell me that they don't have anybody. You have a dog or a cat or a friend, your mum, your family, your friends, your teammates if you're an athlete. That's another very powerful thing for athletes, is having people that know what they're going through, and especially for student athletes, people that have to juggle not only the whole workload that everybody else has got, work and sports. It's funny. Our job is not only basketball and to be on the court on time and be ready for practice, come prepared, but we've also got to make all the money to live like everybody else, and then we've got to do all the homework that everybody else has got to do. It's funny when you think about what would a normal student do, you know, what would, that is funny to me, how would they prioritize that? Or I like to think about what would happen if students were put in student athlete shoes, but I guess we all have our own separate reality. I have been jabbering for just a little while now, so I'm going to go to a very quick break. I will be right back with you guys. DJ Risqué out.
My breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess, so I said quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for
Well, that was interesting. Always a technical difficulty with me over here. So I will continue to do my thing until anything decides to work for me. So that's funny. I had a quick break. That's a. I know it's kind of silly. I love that Katy Perry song. It makes me feel very empowered. Just raw like a lion. I think it's very funny. I like to think of myself as a lion, because it's funny when we all, when you think about it, we're all not killers, I'm sorry, please don't take it that way. We're all killers in our own way. We, you know, we wake up and we execute the day, and then we go to sleep and we do it all over again the next day. It's we're daily killers, you know, and mental assassins. I love it when we get to think about, you know, what we go through and how we deal with diversity and changes, and I love it. I absolutely love it. I think I'm actually going to try a break. I'm gonna try a break and see if it works out. So let's try this again. DJ Risqué trying to go on a break.
Held me down, but I got up. Get ready, 'cause I've had enough.
friends, DJ Risqué, back on the air. That was one of my, I will admit, one of my very personal favorite songs, Katy Perry, Roar. That song, I would listen to it almost before and after every single game. And I would sing it in the car, and I would do everything I can, and I would scream that song at the top of my voice, and it made me feel so powerful. And I believe that everybody should have a song or something that makes them feel powerful. But one thing that I was thinking about during that song is, I wish that you know, more people saw the lion or the tiger inside of themselves. You know, I hate to see, I'm the type of person that, you know, I like to eat meals by myself. Not every meal, of course. It's nice to have some friends and companionship, but I'm an open person, but I love it when other people, you know, get out of their comfort zones and they communicate with people that, I don't know, maybe not so shy, or I mean, I'm sorry, not so outgoing. And I love it when, you know, honestly, people go out of their way to talk to people that maybe wouldn't have talked to them in the beginning, or, you know, maybe would, I don't know, even be there for somebody that they never thought they would be there for. And that's what I'm really liking about college, is the people that you would never expect. It's funny that all the friends that I've made thus far are friends that I never... I would never expect. And I love it. I don't know what's happening with my microphone. I hope it's on. I'm recording. DJ Risqué, coping on the call. I don't know if somebody can hear me or if anyone can hear me. I hope it's recording, but I'll get back to my show. This segment, I would like to talk about family and friends and the support system that goes along with, you know, coming to college and being an athlete, especially being an athlete, or being a person in general. Everybody needs support, but for an athlete, or for me especially, I've always thought it was very important. Of as long as I saw somebody that I knew in the stands, I knew it would be a good game. For me,
nobody can hear me on the air.
What's happening? Maybe let's pause for a second. Just kidding, we're not pausing on the air. I had a little difficulty there, but just kidding. I will get back to, I was talking about my family. Well, Coping on the Court is my show, if anybody is tuning in, and I'm DJ Risqué. But family for me is the most important part of being successful, and obviously I've accomplished all the things that I have, but without the people that in my life have pushed me to do the things that I am doing or I have done, I wouldn't be where I am. I legitimately don't believe that I would have made myself the choice to force myself to go to college. I wouldn't be the person that I am. I feel like I would have settled for anything better or less than what is best. I apologize, I mixed it up a little bit. But I truly believe that the people in our lives, that everybody has their own story. And for me, my mom, the way that she grew up and the stories that she told me, that made me want to be better. And I have my best friend, and he's grown up not so privileged as I. He was in foster care, and he just, you know, just a guy that he, I don't know. I look up to him and respect him so much, being in foster care and still doing all the things. Right now, he runs and pretty much owns his own car dealership. It's not about, you know, what has happened to you. It's about how you react to it, you know, and that friend for me is probably the most important person in my life, because he always puts me in check. He always humbles me when I feel like, oh, I have it so bad, or, you know, I've got a problem that I can't seem to get over. That's why I love my friends. I really feel like I pick people that may not be maybe as close to me, or extrovert wise, or, you know, my personality type. But that's what I love. I love people that challenge me and test me to make me better. Like, my fiance has been my best friend for 11 years, and she has made me better in so many ways. It tests you, and the people in my class, you know, I've never used Adobe Audition before, or, you know, Photoshop even. And it's funny when we're doing all of our homeworks and our little assignments, and you know, the people sitting around me, they're just so experienced, and it's honestly fascinating to me that these people, the things that they have done, like, I'm astonished, like, how, well, obviously we find different passions in different ways. Like, I'm sure half the people don't play basketball or spend half the time that I do playing basketball, but if I would have spent that time, I don't know, maybe doing Photoshop or using a computer. That's what's funny is my friends here at Dominican University of California, they are few, but they are very, very important people to me, not only because are they my friends and they support me, but it's the way that they test me and they push me to be better. I mean, how can you say, before I came here, how can I say I'm going to have my own radio show? I'm going to be talking on air for people to hear. I don't think I would have done it, you know? That's scary to think about, you know? There's people that are going to listen to you and hopefully listen to you anyway. Well, I probably ramble a lot, but that's okay. But my friends, it's funny how people, they bring you out of your shell. Like, you're like a hermit crab, you know? It's funny. You think you're all sucked in, and then the lights turn off, and then somebody knocks on your shell, like, hey, are you in there? You're alive. And it's funny to me, adapting. I don't know why I had such a hard time adapting here, and I still do. But the people, the friends that I do have and I have made, I love hearing, you know, their story. How did you get here? You know, what have you had to go through? You know, I really love to be humbled by people. And, you know, what are you complaining about, man? Like, oh, it could be worse. That's what I like to repeat to myself when I get stuck in my head. It could be worse. It could be worse. You look what you have. Look what you've got. You know, that's the hardest thing to remind yourself, is how far you've come. You know, celebrate all the little successes. But family, again, and support are... It's funny when even your friends sacrifice so much just to, you know, be there for you. And my best friend, he's lived with me. He's lived in his car. It's crazy, the privileges that we have and that we take advantage of. And there's people that, you know, they don't have our opportunities. So what are we squandering them for? It's funny to me when I listen to myself complain sometimes. It's what are you complaining about, right? Like, What's so hard for you, you know? Like, what, you've got to go to school, you've got to go to basketball practice every night. I mean, yeah, it's late at night, but who cares? You're a college student, like, you're up already, mate. Like, come on. It's funny, the little things that we find to complain about, you know, in our daily lives, or, oh, whatever, I can't shower because somebody was in the shower, or just the little things that we let bother us on a daily basis. It's funny how we cope with those. And then that's what my singing is all about, is, you know, coping with everything in life. And it's not about me telling you to do a certain way. I just want to express, you know, my story, and hopefully I can humble somebody. Like, I've been humbled hundreds of times, several times a day even. I love it when people can say, what is this for? Or, you know, why you do this? I love it when constructive questions, you know, constructive criticism. If everybody can make me better, then I will give them the chance to make me better, you know? There's nothing that, no words can break me. Obviously, I mean, I'm in my 20s, so I've been through enough to realize that, you know, we live and we learn, and we obviously make it through everything that we go through. It's not like what we go through is going to kill us, or, you know, we're going to die. We really have to step back and, you know, look at what we have and how far we've come, and realize, seriously, celebrate every little success. And something that I like to do often is really tell the people in my life how much I love them and miss them. And it's really not fair how I look around and I just miss my family, you know. I think that's the hardest part about coping with college, is the people that you've been comfortable with and that you've lived with, you know. It's how you say goodbye to them every time you gotta go to school and say, I know this is gonna be better for us. We're gonna have so much of a better life, so much of a better future. And in the time where, you know, we struggle, we try to I don't know whether we get depressed or anxious because, I don't know, just the change or the dependency, but that's also what makes us stronger. Coping. That's exactly what it is. Coping. Learning how to cope by yourself. It's selfish to always lean on somebody else, and that's what I don't like to do. I rely too much on my support system, and look, all the privileges that I've gotten, and they're not here. Like, what am I complaining about? I'm in college. They're at home doing their daily thing every day, and I just, what do I have to complain about? There's nothing to complain about. On that note, I will send you off to another one of my very, very, very favorite songs, and I hope that you will enjoy it as much as I do. And of course, all of my electronics don't like to work with me, so I will introduce my song. It is by Aloe Black. It is called I'm the Man. Obviously, I'm not a man, I'm a woman, but this is one of my very favorite songs. It might, oh, I'm sorry, it's loading. I don't know what is wrong with my equipment today. I apologize, it'll never happen again.
Well, you can tell everybody, yeah, you can tell everybody, go ahead and tell everybody, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, yes I am, yes I am, yes I am, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told, paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got sold. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I got all the answers to your questions. I'll be the teacher, you could be the lesson. I'll be the preacher, you be the confession. I'll be the quick relief to all you stressing. It's a thin line between love and hate. Is you really real or is you really fake? I'm a soldier standing on my feet. No surrender and I won't retreat.
This is my world. I love that song, guys. Alright, you got DJ Risque here on Penguin Radio, my segment, Coping on the Court. All right. The more we sit here, the more comfortable I get talking into the microphone. It's pretty funny adjusting our voices and stuff. But I would like to say that anybody that is listening, my last show, I got to play one of my other favorite songs, Mariah Carey, Beautiful, and I'd like to play that one again today to end it. But I legitimately think that we all need to have a little bit more self-love, you know, the more that I question myself and the more that, you know, I read into my radio show, Coping on the Court. You know, why did I pick Coping on the Court? Why would I pick something that, why would I pick something that makes me be vulnerable or that I have to open up or share an experience? But I feel like the most important part for me is learning to share the experiences and learning from everybody else's experiences. Everybody has something to teach you. Everybody has something to teach you, whether you choose to let them teach you or not. And I have a perfect example. I live in the dormitory, and I was getting food in the food hall last night, and a young girl walked up to me, you know, can I borrow the ketchup? Yeah, of course you can, you know. You can have that ketchup. It's all yours. And this girl, she looked so young, and you know, I just asked her, you know, what are you studying? You know, I see it all around, but I swear I thought she was, you know, maybe 13, 14 years old. And I say, you know, how old are you? What are you studying? And she says, oh, well, I'm 19 and I'm studying music. I was like, oh, yeah, what kind of music you like? She's like, I love jazz and classical music. And I was like, man, this girl, like, I really wanted to hear her play. Like, I was like, I really would love to hear you play the piano, and I would love to hear your take on classical jazz music. It's just so funny. And I don't know if anybody knows Willie on campus, but Willie, oh my gosh, there's somebody. I love this place. There's so many unique people. The people that work here, the people that live here, work study jobs. That's such a great opportunity for everybody in college, being able to work where you go to school and eat and live. I mean, everything that I do happens here. I honestly think I only leave campus to go get, you know, a drink at the gas station or something. I'm not very well acquainted here, but it's just funny, you know, learning how to cope and, you know, learning how to eat, you know. We only get 3 meals a day here. Like, oh, obviously we aren't starving. Okay, I'm not complaining about that. I'm just, it's funny, you know, being an athlete and having class at or having basketball practice at night, you know, it's like, okay, how am I supposed to eat after, you know? Where do I get my protein, you know? It's literally adapting to every single part of life. That it's like our whole world has been flipped upside down, a completely 180, and we either sink or we swim. And it's funny how we all choose to adapt to that and what we do in our own special way to really understand and be able to live and go through what we're going through. How, you know, it's not, we can't look at it like it's going to be the end of the world or something bad is going to happen or I am so depressed. And that is what, you know, that for me, that was the biggest part of coming here. You know, I left everything that I loved, everything. I made a life for myself. You know, I got a degree from a junior college, spent 4 years at a junior college, a little excessive, yes, getting my general ed and an associate's degree. And you know, I thought that was great, you know. That was a feat in my own, you know. I never thought I'd go to college, and yet, oh my gosh, I have an associate's degree. And then they say, whoa, you got a scholarship. You have an opportunity, Taylor. You have an opportunity to go to school and be something bigger than yourself. At first, I was like, absolutely. You couldn't pay me enough money to go play basketball for you. You can, oh, just sign me up right now. I'm so excited, you know. Yeah, I'm going to have a little bit of debt. Yeah, you're going to have to go through all this stuff. And then you get here and you're like, oh my gosh. I never, ever, ever would have expected anything like this, you guys. Like, one, I have my own radio show and you're listening to me talk to you right now. That's pretty crazy, I'd say. But the fact that, you know, it's crazy. I don't get to sleep with my fiance. I don't get to walk my dog. I get to see everybody else walking their dog. But it's funny how everything that we have to go through, it makes you stronger. You know, it's for a second, you may feel weak, but that's okay. You know, that's learning and adapting, you know, to your environment. Don't let it break you down. You've got to stay strong. You've got to stay strong for everybody else, you know. Mainly for yourself, but for all the people that couldn't be where you are. You've really got to. That was one of my biggest motivations. My mom texts me all the time. I wish I was in your shoes, Taylor. Like, man, mom. It's funny when we think about, like, I would give anything for my mom. Like, to have all the things that she wants. But that's my gift to her, is to be able to do this for her. And not for her, but myself. And that, for me, is the most powerful part of being here and earning a scholarship, that I was able to be persistent enough and work hard enough that this place would want me to play basketball here and would want me to get an education here. I'm so grateful and blessed for that opportunity. And having my mom at home and my fiance and my best friend and my dog and my cat, as silly as that might sound, it's the little things that we've got to hold on to that gives us the most strength. For me, just looking at a picture of my dog and my cat, you know, like, I'll be able to get through today, you know, it'll be okay. One step at a time. That's what I love about, you know, growth and learning. Each day we learn something new about ourselves and our surroundings, and all you really got to do is open up your arms and reach out to what's around you. You'd be surprised. You honestly would be surprised what you would find if you just reach out of your comfort zone a little bit. Just a little bit. It's so powerful what we can do and what we can achieve when we just step outside just a little bit. Just do something you don't want to do for a minute. I'll promise you, it will suck for a second, but it will get better. It's about coping, not just on the court, coping in your life. Coping in a new job. Coping in a new school. That could be elementary level. That could be you moved states when you were a kid and you're scared. It's okay. It's going to be okay. It's, you know, a day at a time. Everything will be okay. And it's funny when, you know, don't... When things are changing, remember who you are. One of my favorite quotes is, when you feel like quitting, remember why you started. Remember why you started. You know, everything that you've gone through, you've put in your life, and you've made it this far. Every little thing. You've got to love the journey, you know. You've got to love what you've gone through. You've got to love all the people in your life. All the people that even got under your skin a little bit, you know. That person made you better. That person taught you patience. That is the most powerful thing to me. And so today, you are listening to DJ Risqué, my show, Coping on the Court, Thursdays from 2 to 3. It is about 3, so I am going to leave you with this song here. And if this song doesn't make you feel a certain way, I don't really know what will make you feel a certain way. I know it will, because it makes me feel a certain way every time. And it is Beautiful by Mariah Carey. And if you don't love Mariah Carey, you don't have to. Your opinion is your own. But I love Mariah Carey. So I will leave this with you. And I will see you or talk to you next week. Thank you. Have a good day. My bike, let the good wind blow through. couldn't leave you like that. But I hope everybody has a great day. Thank you for tuning in to DJ Risqué with Copen on the Court. Happy October 1st, and I will talk to you next week. Cheerio!